David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest on the show today. His name is Mark Jarrett, and he is a professional networker. And you're going to find out how he made his career, a very successful one, I may add, on networking. Mark, tell us a little about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So both my parents had the propensity to speak to strangers, young or old, rich or poor, black or white. They didn't give a damn, and nor do I. So I've inherited that trait from them. I'm just fascinated by people and all kinds of people. I've been connecting people all my life. I'm just one of those people that enjoys connecting people.
Yes.
It's just that now I'm doing it professionally.
I love it. I love it. Now, what made you actually want to become a professional podcast, networker? You know, many people, you could have did it as a sidekick. You could have did it because it was an interest to you, but you wanted to make this your profession. What drew you? What was your passion that actually made you pursue this as a lifelong career?
My wife.
Oh, really?
Yes. I hit a rough patch about 7 or 8 years ago. I wasn't quite sure who I was or where my career was going. And she suggested, why don't you do what you do best? And that's connect people.
Right.
So I spent the rump of my career in telecoms. I was first to market with logos and ringtones about a generation ago. It only worked with Nokia, but back then Nokia had 50% market share.
Okay.
And then a decade or so later, I launched the world's first celebrity chat line. If you go to YouTube and search for Dialer Star, that was me. I thought it would be nice to have a system whereby you could call and speak to your favorite celebrity to raise money for good causes.
Right, right.
That was the idea, but the celebrities, I use that word lightly, they kept all the money. They all promised they would donate the money. One of them was from a reality TV show called Real Housewives of New Jersey. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes, I know them. They all live in my area.
Well, I'm not going to mention any names, but she generated many, many thousands of dollars on the call revenue. And she donated precisely zero to charity, even though she said she would. But anyway, that was then. And then I was inside a WhatsApp group run by a guy called Thomas Power, who's a prolific UK networker.
Yeah.
And I onboarded more people to that WhatsApp group than everyone else combined. But because my networking style is quite unorthodox and I can be a bit naughty and cheeky, I was evicted 5 times for bad behavior.
Oh, geez.
And after the fifth eviction, I thought, why don't I create my own? Why should I spend so much time and effort, building his community? So I created the Virtual International Pub WhatsApp group. And then two people started talking about education. So I created the education group. And then the subject of biotech reared its head. So I then created the biotech group. And it kind of just snowballed from there.
Wow. You have an amazing 500 communities. And when I started to join your community, I belong to a lot of them. I was simply amazed on how many communities you actually have. Can you tell us about some of those communities that you have?
Sure. So, as I said, it snowballed,
Yeah.
and there can be a WhatsApp group about anything, really. So, one of my favorite questions is when I meet people, I say, if I was to create a WhatsApp group that revolves around you and your work, what would I call it? And it's a great question because
Yeah.
it demonstrates that I'm taking an interest in that individual.
Yeah.
And then, from a more practical point of view, that WhatsApp group then becomes their funnel.
Yes.
So when they join my network and I introduce them, I say, if anyone would like to meet Stacey and more, learn more about her work, comma, please join this group. And anyone that joins that group is a red hot lead for you, otherwise they wouldn't ask to join the group.
Right. That's amazing. Now, why do you like LinkedIn so much? Like you use LinkedIn basically when you're connecting, you bring people to you show their LinkedIn profile, you introduce the person, you explain all their qualities and you show them off and you kind of, you tell everybody what they're about and you bring them right to their LinkedIn page. You could have brought them anywhere. Why LinkedIn?
Because it's the world's largest business-orientated social media platform, and it's a very valuable information platform. You can see where they went to school, where they've worked, who you know in common, who's recommended them. It's fantastic. What it isn't is it's not a particularly good communications tool, whereas it's slow and clunky. Whereas WhatsApp is the opposite. WhatsApp is a great communications tool, but there's no information about the people. So when people join my WhatsApp groups, hundreds, if not thousands of people will see their LinkedIn profile, which will invariably increase, and the amount of mutual contacts that we both have will go up. And that's why I insist people include their LinkedIn profile when they join my WhatsApp groups.
So if is it just for business people, or can anybody really join and find somebody in those 500 groups that probably could relate to them, or is it just business oriented?
Ultimately, it's business orientated, but several young people have joined my network. And the parents of adult children are one of my target market
Oh, really?
because there's nothing you can gift your child better than a large network when they leave school or university because the best jobs are unadvertised. And if you go to Indeed.com or LinkedIn jobs, you're competing with hundreds, if not thousands, of people for one job. And there's a lovely lady called Krista in New York. She's been blind since birth and she enjoys skiing. Think about that for a moment.
That's pretty amazing.
And she's found work with a UK company who specialise in website accessibility for visually impaired people. And she found that job through my network.
That's pretty amazing.
It
Now,
is.
how do you make money with all this? How do you get your income? Because right now you're connecting people, but what do you do? What different services do you provide that could actually bring a source of income to you and also help others?
Sure. So I built this incredible network by paying it forward, paying it forward, paying it forward, and serving others because that's what networking should be about. But I learned the hard way that paying it forward doesn't help pay the bills. And someone then shared a graphic with me a few years back saying, monetize your WhatsApp groups. So obviously, you can imagine my level of interest was very high. And that was from a company called Naz Daily, who some of you, the Instagram crowd, would have heard of possibly. Nusia Yassin, is the CEO of that company. He's an Israeli Palestinian who's got 60 million followers, and he's famous for the 1 minute, 1,000 1 minute YouTube clips he's created.
Wow.
And his target market are people like me. And it's a symbiotic relationship because he needs people like me, but frankly, he's added a lot of order, structure, and value into what I've created. So that's why I'm asking people to invest £9.90, which is about $13 a month, or £99 or $129 for the entire year.
Right.
And it's a win-win. The customers get a ton of value. And of course, once I get to my goal of 1,000 people paying me that, that's a good monthly income for me.
Right.
But that's low ticket. On the high ticket side of things, I offer a program called Grow Global, so that companies that want to expand internationally can leverage the power of my 84 country specific WhatsApp groups, which I've co-created with trustworthy individuals who are really well connected in their country. So I can really help them grow globally.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
If they're in the brain game and they're selling knowledge, I can help them. If they're selling tangible goods like handbags, then I can tap into the knowledge and expertise of Leslie Batchelor, who's a commander of the British Empire. How cool is that?
That is cool. Yes.
She used to head the Institute of Export in the UK, and she's an exporting expert. So I've described low ticket, I've described high ticket, but I also offer some mid-ticket stuff like a power hour to teach people how to network virtually. A lot of people don't know what it is or how to start.
Right.
And check this out, In-Flight Connect. Next time you're on a long-haul aircraft and you've eaten a meal and watched a movie, what are you going to do for the other 8 hours? Why not spend that time wisely and grow your network at 35,000 feet? I've got my
Right.
proof of concept with a lovely lady called Sujata. I've introduced her to three people while she was flying, and she met them at her destination and then met them in real life. And wonderful.
I love it. And probably with today's technology, anybody could really go on, even if they're in, if they speak in a different language, they could probably, through translation, they could probably understand what's going on. Or do you have some groups that they speak a certain language and so forth?
Well, English is the primary business language globally,
Yes.
much to the annoyance of the French. People who want to improve their English are drawn to the groups. And in the United States, there's been a huge shift because when I first started using WhatsApp in about 7 years ago, I noticed that hardly any Americans used it, which surprised me because it's an American product. But because SMS bundles are included in their monthly pay plan, and iMessaging was very popular, they didn't really see a need to network to use WhatsApp. And those that did, typically, they only used it when they or their friends and family were traveling overseas for the free calls and the video calls. And to me, that's a bonus. The networking, as you know, takes place in WhatsApp groups, and that's primarily text driven. And that's why I encourage people to use WhatsApp on their computer by going to web.whatsapp.com and then marrying their smartphone to their computer. I couldn't do what I do if it was purely on my smartphone. It would drive me nuts.
I
Yeah.
love it. I love it. And, what are some of your plans for your future?
So my short-term goal is to get to 1,000 1,000 members, and to automate more what I've created, because there's a lot of manual work that I'm doing. Once it's automated, I can scale it, and it's very scalable, because anyone that's self-employed should network. I mean, if they're a tree surgeon or a plumber, I probably can't help them, because that's too hyperlocal. But if they're in the brain game, then I most certainly can help them. And the world is our oyster, and we're absolutely blessed to be living in this age where I had a Zoom call earlier on with a lady in New Zealand. That's 12,000 miles away from me, and there's no lag. It's incredible.
That is incredible. It's amazing how you can meet people from all over the world, all different time zones. And when you speak to them on Zoom, you feel like you're in the same room with them, and you can meet people from all different cultures and have great discussions, connect. And a lot of times, well, for me, it's a good amount of time. I have so many things in common with so many of the people I meet, and relationships are built by that. And then, how many times people have reached out to help me, and just through a simple conversation, through Zoom or through networking. Now, you have so many of these groups. Like, it was funny is that I didn't even know about WhatsApp community until you mentioned it to me, because I always use I thought you WhatsApp was more for like telephone calls out of the country. I would go on vacation, I would use WhatsApp, and but I never knew how valuable it was when it comes to networking and communities.
Absolutely. If you go to virtualpowernetworking.com, on the homepage, you'll see a testimonial that a US businessman called Ernest gave me. He's involved in femtech, in other words, technology aimed at women. And the reason he gave me such a stellar recommendation is that he didn't see WhatsApp as a business tool. I taught him how to use WhatsApp, but more importantly, I started introducing him to people in and around his industry, and it blew him away. And he sure gets it now. WhatsApp is a very powerful business tool, as well as, well, it's the world's most popular communications platform. 3 billion people use WhatsApp. So it stands to reason that you should use it as part of your business outreach. I mean, personally, I don't like email. I only use email for contracts or agreements, important stuff. I used to spend hours trying, when you set up an email account, you've got POP and SMTP. It either works first time, or you spend half a day trying to figure out how to configure it. I've only ever had one telephone number. And WhatsApp is truly international, and it's global. The world is our oyster.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. Now, if you had to take this conversation and you had to pull out some important factors, what are some of the things you'd like to emphasize to the listeners today?
That networking is like opening a bank account. You cannot make a withdrawal until you've made a deposit. It's about serving others. And I built this incredible ecosystem, because At the end of the day, business boils down to two things, and that's people and trust. So what I've done is created and curated this net community where people feel safe to engage, and then the business comes later. And I've developed countless relationships, so that's a word you mentioned earlier on. And when you think about it, life is all about relationships. You know, relationships with our partner, friends, family, and human beings in general.
I love it. I love it. Now, if people wanted to get a hold of you and they wanted to find you, where would they go if they were interested in finding more information about your network, or if they wanted to ask you any questions, or if they just wanted to join?
So if they go to virtualpowernetworking.com and select the contact section, there's a WhatsApp link there, so you can ping me directly on WhatsApp. So that's method number one. Method number two, it probably won't surprise you, is LinkedIn. Just search for me on LinkedIn and send me an invitation to connect. And then there's also a contact form if you prefer to reach out to me that way.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing. Before we leave, is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
I would say that if it's a long game, developing those relationships takes time, but I would welcome anyone to join my network, and I would love to help them grow their business. But some people are in my network for the social element, because we are all, you know, human beings are social animals, and during the pandemic, we all learned the hard way that working from home can be quite isolating. But in a way, the pandemic did me a favor, because if you go to my LinkedIn, you'll see that I wrote an article in 2018 called The Wonderful World of Virtual Networking. Back then, no one really took me that seriously. But when the pandemic came, it became the only way to network. And now it's here to stay. And I love it because it saves a lot of time, money, and carbon, and best of all, it's free. I mean, right now you're about 5,000 miles away from me. It would be lovely to meet you in person, but by the time you've paid the airfare and the hotel and everything, it's a huge expense in terms of the time, and the money. So the convenience of networking this way cannot be overstated.
Very true. Very true. Well, this has been amazing. I love having you on this show, and you're welcome to always come back. I think what you've done is phenomenal. I love how you've created an outlet for people to go to, and they can connect with people from all over the world, and they can meet people, and they can also develop great working, collaborations and start, future relationships with people that they didn't even know. And so many people are, very helpful and wanted to help others on that, on your WhatsApp channels. And I think it's amazing what you're doing. So I commend
And
you.
kudos to you, Stacey. You're actually a very good virtual networker. I've been watching you in the groups, like the Powerful Women group, and you do welcome people, you do engage, and that's the key to networking in WhatsApp groups, is to take an interest in other people, because if you take an interest in them, they will reciprocate and take an interest in you. And can you blame them for taking an interest in you? Look what you've achieved.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
You're amazing.
And so are you. You really are. I'm amazed at what you've done. I'm amazed at what you put together. And the amount of communities that you created is outstanding. I don't know how you do it, But you do it, you get it done, and you have people coming back consistently over and over again. So, people are really genuine, committed to the groups that they go on, and they're all very nice. So you've done an excellent job, and thank you so much for putting everything together. And networking is the way to go. If you want to grow your community, you want to grow your business, you want to grow in general, and you want to have business growth, and you want to increase your profit and look for opportunities, network is key in any business.
Networking remains an inherent part of the human condition. We're all hardwired to grow our tribes.
Yes, 100%. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for coming on the show, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
I look forward to seeing you in the WhatsApp groups.
You will shortly. You have a great night.
Thank you.